A child safety campaigner is calling for speed restrictions outside schools to be fast-tracked. The government has committed to doing this over the next decade, but with children set to return to school from next week, transport authorities are being asked, why wait? Ben Strang reports.
In a couple of weeks, the students of Owairaka District School in Auckland will be returning to the classroom. Their school is on Richardson Road, a busy arterial route in the suburb of Mount Roskill. Outside are signs which signal a lower 40 km an hour speed limit during school hours, and Principal Cheryl Fletcher says she's surprised that isn't standard for all schools across the country.
It was kind of news to me that the 40k zone wasn't around all schools, because I had been a principal at a previous school and I can't remember, like it was ages ago, maybe as many as 8 years ago, that became a 40k zone. And so my expectation is that all schools are 40k. And I was surprised to hear that wasn't the case.
Ms. Fletcher says the speed reduction outside the school has made the children, their parents and their teachers feel much safer moving to and from school. But they still notice speeding drivers from time to time.
The students are out there on road patrol, who I always say to the students in Year 6, this is the most important job of the whole school, because you've got health and safety at your fingertips. Sometimes they will say to me or whoever's out on duty with them, wow, that was fast, wasn't it? And I would say, it seemed like it.
The reduced speed limit is important outside Owairaka District School. There's a crest on the road approaching the school, which obscures the zebra crossing outside the school, making it more dangerous. The government has set a goal to have lower speed limits outside at least 40% of schools in the next 3 years, and for most to be down to 30 over the next decade. But Lucinda Rees, who campaigns for safer speeds near schools and was consulted on the government's new Road to Zero safety strategy, is unhappy about having to wait.
It's not happening as fast as it could. Also, they have not promised consistency of speed limits outside schools. I mean, just suggesting that 40 kilometres per hour when appropriate, I just think is irresponsible, just because of the likelihood of it doubling the probability of death.
Ms. Rees says if it were up to her, the changes would be made tomorrow.
It would be 30 kilometres per hour outside every school consistently, because I think drivers need that. And it's also obviously the important thing for children to have a safe speed limit outside schools. And no more than 60 kilometres outside any school at any time.
In a statement, the Ministry of Transport's Manager of Mobility and Safety, Brent Johnston, says a number of councils, including Auckland, are already on board and are tackling unsafe speeds. He says by the end of the decade, councils will have to have reduced speed limits outside all schools, be they variable or permanent speed limits. But he says there needs to be a change in legislation to allow for the wholesale change of speed limits near schools. Transport officials are working through those changes now, and Mr. Johnston says once that's done, lowering speed limits will be much simpler and more transparent. For Morning Report, Ben Strang.